All right, guys. Happy Wednesday. We're here in the midweek already. Man, midweek and past the mid-month. Unbelievable. I have a feeling this summer is just going to be one of those where you just blink a few times, blow your nose, sneeze, and it's the fall again. Man, the time is just going by like nothing. I can't believe it. Anyway, welcome to another Truth Hurts broadcast. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got an interesting guest lined up today. That's if he calls in. I sent him an email last night to remind him. Killtown. Some of you are probably familiar with him. He's got the Killtown website. Has some very interesting perspectives on 9/11, particularly on Flight 93. Those of you not familiar with him might want to go check out his website. Very interesting photographs, interesting information that he's uncovered, stuff that you really won't find anywhere else. He's focused particularly on that and found just all kinds of fiascos, lies, cover-ups. Oh, the whole 9/11 story is that, you know, whether it's what hit the Pentagon, whether it's what hit the two towers, whether it's what crashed in PA. I mean, the whole thing's a scam. None of it will stand up to close scrutiny. But I don't know of anybody who's focused more on Flight 93 and uncovered more fiascos than this guy. So I'll be bringing him up right after the break. But before that, as usual, let me go over a few quick announcements. Once again, guys, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to the website and ordering through PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send a check or money order here to the studios, RBN office, and that's, note the new address, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. Again, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And the rest, of course, is the same, still in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call in at 800-724-2719 and order that way. Also, guys, the website for Truth Hurts is truthhurts.com. And again, that's H-E-R-T-Z, like that little play on words there. And the email address, questions, comments, gripes, whatever, you can send those to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Once again, that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Appreciate some of the comments I've been getting, very positive ones. It's encouraging. You know, that's what we're here for. When you're when you get positive feedback and, you know, people appreciate the information that's being shared, it makes it worth it right there. And, you know, I always look forward to getting such comments like that. Brightens your day. Also, a reminder, my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11, are available at lulu.com, as well as three other books I wrote years ago when I was a theology major, providing some interesting perspectives on major theological issues. As always, highly controversial. But that's how the truth is, hence the title Truth Hurts. So you can go and check those out at lulu.com. The best way to find them is simply search by my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all of the titles come up. The Piercing the Fog, of course, of 9/11, as well as the New World Disorder, are thoroughly documented. Several hundred pages, several hundred references, and I always tell people, you know, I challenge them, try to prove me wrong. Unfortunately, you can't do it. We are in the midst of a monstrous, evil, fascist dictatorship conspiracy, folks, for global domination. Be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And this seems to be quite the normal thing that goes on with my show. I sent a reminder last night, and Killtown said that, he thanked me for reminding him because he said he did forget or we got the date wrong or whatever. But he says, yeah, thanks for reminding me. I'll be there. And, of course, he has not called in as yet. So I guess I'll have to go off onto some other things until he does. And if he doesn't, well, I'll just keep going off on other things. this was interesting. I saw this article this morning on the Boston Globe's website. Or actually, I think it's Boston Herald. Boston.com, anyway. son of a gun. I don't know if it's the Herald or the Globe. One or the other. Anyway, the name of the article: Geronimo's great-grandson wants bones returned. So you can Google that and have it come up. Very interesting, guys. The great-grandson of Geronimo is pressuring the Skull and Bones headquarters, the crypt there at Yale University. That's W's little private elitist clubhouse, along with Kerry's and so many others. he's petitioning them to release the bones, as you may know, about 100 years ago. You know, this is very common for Skull and Bones to do. In fact, they do it all the time. With each of their new recruits every year, they send them out to engage in some kind of criminal activity. And we got a caller, Mike, in New York. Just hold it with us. I'll be right there. they send them out to engage in some kind of criminal activity, and they use this later to blackmail them with. Should they start opening their mouths about stuff that's going on, you know, they have that threat over their heads so that they won't. And if they do, of course, they'll trash them so no one will listen to them. And at the same time, they send them out to do things like this so that they could advance their interests. They wanted Geronimo's bones and skull to put in their little tomb there. It's kind of a status quo symbol, if nothing else. And I'm sure it has something to do with occultic ritualism, because that's what they're all about. But in any case, over 100 years ago, they sent some new initiates, as part of their initiation, out to steal the bones from his burial site. They've been there ever since, for about 100 years or so. And now here's his great-grandson, Geronimo's great-grandson, demanding the release of these bones for proper burial. Interesting. I'm surprised this is even being covered in mainstream news. Interesting. The article actually came out Saturday. Sunday it was. In the Boston Globe or Herald, whichever it is. Anyway, interesting article. You might want to check that out. I guess we do have a caller, Mike from New York. Welcome, Mike.
Welcome. Thanks. I did read that story, by the way, too. As obscure as it might be, it was quite intriguing, no doubt. The reason why I'm calling is, you know, with this immigration reform bill and everything that, you know, has got so-called all of us right-wing conspiracy hate mongers, you know, continue on with the adjectives of how they're trying to demonize us with this.
Sure.
Never mind, they don't realize grassroots and the internet and how information is freely exchanged at this point, you know? And, of course, they have bills in Congress to try and clamp down on that, too, but...
Well, the joke's on them. The whopping majority of people are against this, and the only ones who aren't openly against it are just the ones who don't know about it yet. But as they find out, you know, the whopping majority of people know what's going on.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
it's
that's not
the left wingers. It's Republicans too.
But that's not even the point. I mean, the American public is against it. All right.
Right.
So what do we send representatives up to Capitol Hill to do? Represent us or represent? You know, who's paying their coffers for re-election and special interests? And
well, they are properly named. They are representatives. It's just, yeah, who are they?
Yeah, who they're representing, exactly, and who's got the most cash. And but the reason why I really called was, is here's a point that I think is pretty obscure also, is that today, as a matter of fact, I think Chertoff is, well, we're going to ease restrictions on the passports between, you know, Canada and USA. And the reason why this is happening is because the bureaucracy can't even handle the backlog of what's going on with processing passports at this point, right? Now you're going to throw $12 million, you're going to do it in, what, a week or something, so to speak, in this bill? I mean, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. The bureaucracy can't handle what's going on now, and this was something that was... passed into law, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's such a scam.
Or so. I know it was a long time ago, right? Now they're supposed to, you know, issue Z visas to, you know, all these immigrants and keep tabs on them. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting more ridiculous all the time.
You know, they can't keep up with something that they initiated 5 years ago, and now they're going to, you know, be completely overwhelmed. And not to mention that, create a whole new government bureaucracy, you know, and, you know, government fails. They cannot, as government gets bigger, as far as I'm concerned, they fail. I mean, it's just...
Here's the thing, you know, that bill isn't doing too good right now, but it doesn't matter. They're going to repackage it and reintroduce it. If they have to, they'll hide it in another bill, buried in mounds of text, tens of thousands of pages of documents, which you know Congress never reads.
Yeah, but you don't know what's in that bill because you're a talk radio guy. You don't know what's in that bill. And you know what? We're going to have to take care of you, too. You know, Trent Lott. What is that? What's it going to do? Is it going to go over and, you know, with the Democrats for... what's the bill? The fairness doctrine, so to speak?
Yeah.
Or is he going to send hitmen out and kill us all? You know what I mean? That's absolutely ridiculous. My point is that you're making a bureaucracy that already can't handle what's going on, which is people that want to come in this country legally and have passports from, you know, citizens wanting to be issued passports.
Well, it's not that
5 years in the making that now Chertoff's going, well, we're going to ease restrictions. The only reason why they're doing that is because they can't keep up with it. They're so backlogged. Now they're going to issue Z visas? I mean, you know.
Well, the truth is they have no intention. Everything they do.
It's a farce. Exactly.
Is window dressing just to give the appearance. Like,
dude, it's worse than that. It's.
It's just to quiet the unsettled masses, you know, to make it look like they're doing something. This whole thing is a complete sellout. It's complete treason. They're trashing this country. They're tearing it to shreds deliberately. It's all by design.
I know. The problem here becomes people either become aware or, like me, where I've become over-aware, and I'm always thinking, you know, I just assume stick my head back in the sand because at least I could sleep at night. I wouldn't have stomach aches. And I hate to say that, but it's so polarized at this point, and we're all demonized at that, you know? Like, we're conspiracy theory. Everybody's a conspiracy theory if you go against this government and everything. And, you know, no matter what you say, they say the other way, you know? It's the old saying like this. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know what I mean? I mean, it stands true.
They're losing the battle, and they know it. That's why, you know, they're beefing the propaganda machine up more than ever. But in doing so, they're just exposing themselves more and more. They're losing. They're losing the battle, and they know it. And they don't know what to do about it. They got too impatient. See, if they had continued with business as usual, as they had been doing, and not make any sudden moves too fast, too quick, too far, pushed us too far at once, they could have maintained that thing for hundreds of years more and continued to live high off the hog. But see, that's not enough for them. They don't want to just live high off the hog. They want
The internet has been a big cog in their wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why they're taking
measures. And that's going to be the next thing. I've been telling everybody I know, that's going to be the next thing that happens, is going to be they're going to try and clamp down on that and restrict that pipeline to information. Because you know what? 20 years ago, you know, you're not going to pick up a phone, dial 1-212 whatever, and say, hey, what's up? You know, everybody's on a party line, you know. Everybody, I've seen the stat. 1 in 5 has broadband in this country. I believe
it. That many, yeah.
I believe it. And you know what? We're all piped in. And there is, you know, there's good and there's bad. But you, at least you have information to decide and make your own judgment on where you stand.
Well,
you know what I mean? You get both sides. You don't get the one side. I mean, think about all the way up till the Internet Revolution. I mean, you were getting propagandized by one side. Not only, you know, it was all media propaganda, and then when the Internet started, it was that too. And I have a feeling that they're going to, you know, try and overtake that and everything. But I think something's out of the bottle is what I'm thinking.
Cat's
out of the bag, exactly. And I just fear that they're going to really try and clamp down on that.
They've already introduced several pieces of legislation. They're talking about, you know, Internet 2, and all, as always, they'll make it look like, oh, we're doing it to fight terrorism. Yeah, like a terrorist is really going to go on the Internet and post a blog or something, you know. Fellow Al-Qaeda members, we are going to attack Washington next week. You know, it's just laughable. It's so flippant.
No, I'm laughing because, you know, there was a game on the Internet, Bomb Osama or something. I remember playing it, you know. It was just a cartoon thing.
Anyway, we got to run to a break. Did you any more points you want to hang on to the other side? Or?
No, I think I've said what I had to say. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Hey, thanks, Mike. Yeah, you bet. Thanks for this, folks. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Still haven't gotten Killtown calling in. I just sent him an email, so I don't know what's going on. He might be here the next hour. Sometimes it's that the time differential thing that messes people up, although I did tell him Eastern time, but I don't know. Anyway, we do have another caller on the line, Dwayne from Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Dwayne.
Good morning.
How's it going there in Tennessee?
It's going great. We could use a little more rain, but the weather's beautiful.
You too, huh? I think the whole eastern part of the country,
down in Texas, up here in New England.
Jeez.
It's rough there. They're drowning down there in Texas and Oklahoma and through there. But anyhow, what I'd call to talk about is character. You know, the fellow, you know, this morning, they're not calling in or whatever, you know, and this whole country from especially from the top nearly to the bottom, the issue of character, you know, people not doing what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it.
It just rolls downhill, doesn't it?
Yeah, and these people there, the dependability quotient, I call it, is down there in the dumper, you know, and I think everybody that has dealings with anybody should have a list of people on their website there that have dropped the ball on them, you know. Because you know, trying to deal with these folks there that's got no character, that's got no understanding of God's right and wrong, as he laid out in the Bible there, they just, you know, you pretty much need to, if you can, just cut totally loose from them.
Yeah, nobody has a sense of morality anymore, decency or concern or compassion. Everybody's self-oriented. They've done a good job at messing society up, not just with their corruption. But, you know, they wouldn't be able to get away with their corruption had they not degraded people's moral standards.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it's got to do with public school, too. I was, you know, told as a child how smart I was, you know, and I was a reasonably intelligent person. I made good grades in school and what have you, but, you know, I thought I was smart enough to make things work that other folks couldn't, and that I could make silk purses out of sow's ears, and anyhow, finally, I think I was about 35, and I said, man, them folks are lying to me. I just ain't all that smart, you know, and it just... you know, from starts at the bottom, and also they told us that Latin was a dead language. You know, wasn't no needing us bothering with trying to learn that.
Yeah, they don't teach that. They don't teach Greek either.
And when you get grown there, and you go looking around there, and the lawyers and the doctors and what have you there, the jurisprudence people there, that's their language, you know. And we were kept purposefully ignorant of it there in the public school, you know, and.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting you brought that up, because when you learn other languages, especially Latin and Greek, they get you to think very logically, sensibly, cognitively. It helps you when you see how structured the language is. It really does help your mind to get a broad perspective. When you take Greek, the language is so systematic that literally you form this picture in your mind. You get like a panoramic view, and you know how to conjugate all the nouns, the verbs, you know how to put them in their proper categories, and you know what tense and voice and mood you're dealing with. And, you know, you don't get that with English. English is a very chaotic language. But when you study the classic languages, and that's originally one of the reasons why, not just to culture students, but to get them to think more cognitively. They don't teach those languages anymore so that you aren't able to think so cognitively. You don't know how to step back and get the broad perspective. They have people focusing, narrowing in on one issue here, one issue there, and not being able to tie things together. You know what I mean? To understand this global conspiracy, you have to think that way, cognitively. You've got to be able to step back and look at the bigger picture. But notice how they have everybody. There's no more Renaissance man anymore, you know, for the most part. Where people specialize in different subjects and have multiple interests, and they want everybody focused. You know, everybody is a professional in one certain area, and very rarely are they even that. But you know what I mean? Their area of study or their occupation is just focused on one narrow spot, and so people don't know how to get that broad perspective. And so you don't know how to put the pieces together of this jigsaw puzzle called the New World Order, to see how they all fit together. So, yeah, you're right. That this is being done deliberately. That's one of the many issues that they have fooled us with.
Well, I noticed with the medical profession, which, I mean, it's basically untenable. It's a system of treating symptoms instead of addressing underlying causes of illness, because there's no profit in it for the doctors and the drug companies there to get people well, quote-unquote. You know, because there's no profit in, you know, treating well people. And you go to a specialist, you know, for this, specialist for that, and they're so compartmentalized that they can't put the whole thing together, you know. And these medical schools, I don't think they're teaching, they don't want to, you know, because there's no money in it. Follow the money.
Well, most doctors themselves aren't healthy and don't know a thing about caring for health. They
right.
really don't.
Yeah.
They know it's, you know, when you're really deathly ill, come see me and I'll get the knife out. And, you know, very often it's not even surgery you need. It's just a change in lifestyle, diet, exercise.
Well, it's all crisis management. You know, don't bother with fixing the fence and keeping the cows in there. Wait till they've got out and some of them got killed. But anyhow, I'll go and let somebody else talk. Hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too, Dwayne. Thanks for the call. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, welcome back to Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, Dwayne is really is right, guys. It's this has been one incredibly massive concerted effort. And you talk about hiding in plain sight. I mean, it's no secret what they've been doing. It's right in front of you. You know, the media doesn't talk about it, so that's why, unfortunately, most people don't recognize it. But, I mean, do you have to wait for the media to tell you? Obviously, the media is lying, too. They got control of that. But to see what's going on in education, to see the systematic dumbing down. There's a new math now that they're teaching kids. I've been saying that the only thing they haven't sabotaged is math. But, no, they've done that, too, because they know math skills, just like language skills, help the brain to develop cognitive reasoning abilities that can be applied, in other areas and can enable people to think analytically about a lot of other issues. So if you can suppress language skills, you know, learning foreign languages, if you can suppress mathematical skills, then people won't be so apt to be able to think cognitively in other areas. They do everything they can to suppress that. And, all you got to do is open your eyes and see what's going on. Pay attention. You know, most parents don't pay attention to what's happening in the schools. I'd argue you shouldn't even have your kids in public schools anyway if you can at all do that. For most parents, it's not an option anymore because, A, they can't afford it, or, B, they just don't have the time, to be with their kids. And most parents, of course, work. Father and mother both work today, so there's nobody to homeschool. And they can't afford to send their kids to a private school or homeschool or, somebody else who homeschools or, They've really got the thing rigged. So most parents get stuck putting their kids in the public, so-called public mental assembly line system known as schools. And their kids, you know, aren't learning this new math they're teaching. They're actually teaching new alternative ways to add, to subtract, not the stuff we grew up with that, you know, is very simple, very easy to remember. It sticks with you. No, the method they're teaching kids today is totally different, and it's designed to, you know, to mess up the parents so they don't know what this new system is. It doesn't make sense to them, and in the process of trying to help their kids, they get confused. The kids get confused, and they're not learning. You don't think this is done by you know, on purpose? Of course it is. Can't blame the teachers, though, of course, because this is the new system they were dumbed down with, that they were trained with, and they're just following the program. They don't have to be co-conspirators. I'm sure many teachers, most teachers, would not go along with this garbage if they knew what was happening, but you know, it's forced on them. They have to teach this new method because that's the way all the textbooks are set up, you know, to operate, and it's a mess. So all they have to do is go along with the program, and it's required of them to keep their jobs, and in doing so, they are, you know, dumbing the kids down without even realizing it. They might think they're teaching. And now they get teachers so busy with writing up lesson plans for each class that they teach that they don't have time to bring in outside material, to dig, to research, to augment the textbook. You know, they don't have time to do it. Every free moment is taken up, you know, if not correcting tests, then writing up these lesson plans. And, of course, they've got them busied with recertification classes and meetings and training seminars and all these required extra occupational, you know, I mean, outside the regular work hours. You know, they've got them busy after hours doing all this stuff, parent-teacher meetings, and they plan this stuff literally to keep the teachers so busy, so stressed, that education, their whole job is, it becomes a drudgery. They don't enjoy it anymore. And but even more so than that, to keep them so busy that they don't have time to bring in outside material. So the kids are actually really learning. A lot of teachers recognize that these textbooks are dumbed down, that they're not learning half of what they were taught when they were kids. But they can't do much about it, again, because of the way the whole system is set up. It's all designed for this purpose. No child left behind. You gotta be kidding me. They want to make sure they're not left behind from being dumbed down, to make sure they're not being left behind from being recruited by their local recruiting offices to go into the military meat grinder guys, because as part of the No Child Left Behind Act, many people don't know this, high schools around the country are required to hand over names, addresses, phone numbers of their entire student body to local recruiting offices so that by the time they graduate, they can pounce on them like the vultures that they are and try to sucker them into going and fighting in the war machine. It's disgusting what's going on here, but that's what your schools have turned into. You know, mental assembly lines to make sure your kids are adequately dumbed down, and military recruiting grounds. That's all they are. And, you know, Clinton's school to work program, that was another fraud. You know, to give them tests that have nothing to do with gauging their academic skills, guys. I'll tell you right now, these end-of-the-year tests that pretty much all states are doing now, and pretty soon it's going to go national, the standards are going to be national, it has nothing to do with testing how smart your kid is and to help him to pick a career or her. It's all designed to see who the ones are that will best be suited for big corporate America. Okay, this one doesn't have the intelligence of a squash gnat, and mostly because of the way the education system has dumbed them down. Okay, this guy's great for the factory. So, you know, they'll gear them in that direction. Okay, well, maybe we'll deprive this guy of grant money so he can't go to school and he'll get stuck taking a cheap factory job. You know, he'll be great to exploit in the low wage paying sector. Okay, this guy, in spite of dumbing him down, has still shown himself to have high aptitude. Okay, we'll give him grants and we'll make sure that maybe we'll recruit him in Skull and Bones. He might be good material, not for the presidency. You got to be pretty stupid for that. Not to mention have be well connected. But we'll put him in the business world where he can help us exploit people more, and we'll use his genius to help us come up with plans to give third world countries loans, you know, through the IMF or the World Bank, and we'll enslave them that way. I mean, seriously, they've got this down to a science. And they use the education system, guys, to do this, to see which students will be best suited for their interests, either to exploit them in low-wage jobs or to utilize their intelligence to come up with new plans to enslave third world countries with their fraudulent loans. Anybody has any doubt about that? Next week, I'm going to be having John Perkins on as a guest. He's the author of, two great books now. He just came out with a new one called The Secret History of the American Empire. That's mostly what we'll be talking about. But a couple years ago, he came out with a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where he tells of how he was sent into these third world countries. He was focused mostly on South American countries, but, you know, they send them all over the world. And literally, that's their job, economic hitmen. They, he didn't realize it at the time. He thought he was working for a legitimate financial institution in Boston, found out later it was just a fund company for the NSA. But, you know, they would send him down with these phony charts and graphs. He knew something fishy was going on. It took him a while to figure out exactly what it was and who was behind it. But, you know, they gave him fake credentials. He only had a BA, and they gave him fake credentials that he had a PhD in economics. He didn't. Most of the stuff he admitted that he was telling these people, he didn't even know what he was talking about, you know. But they basically just, you know, they gave him a script, told him what to say. And he was giving what he found out later were these folk, with these phony charts and graphs, projecting years ahead, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years, if you take these loans, your economy is going to exponentially explode. You know, you're going to have 15-20% increase. You know, your GNP is going to go up a certain percentage, whatever. And what he was doing, unbeknownst to him at the time, was suckering these countries so that once they agreed to the loans, that was it. You know, they put the noose around their neck. The interest rates would increase exponentially so that they couldn't make their payments, just like they did with Germany in the 1920s. You know, the Dawes Plan, the Young Plan, it was all designed to destroy the German economy, to bring them to such a state of desperation that they would be willing to accept a nutball like Hitler, who they funded, and it worked. They did. They knew Hitler was a screw job, but they didn't care because they wanted someone like that who would renounce the Versailles Treaty, who would stop paying the reparation payments, get them out of that economic mess they were in. And Hitler did do that. They loved him. But, of course, they paid a bigger price later on when he got them involved in the war, or created the war, I should say. So this is what's going on and has been going on for decades on end with these economic hitmen. So you don't want to miss that, guys. Next week I got him coming on, some other really high-profile guests, great guests lined up, and you can bet they will show up. anyway, but, you know, what a system we have. What a rotten, stenching, fraudulent system we've got. I've been breezing through his new book he just sent me, and it's really good stuff, talking about the empire. He talks about the tsunami of December 04 and the massive profiteering that has been going on, mostly by U.S. corporations. So I don't want to spoil that. I'll let him share that with you next week. But very interesting insights, just as, you know, we've been saying here, you know, on this show and many others here on RBN for a long time now. The 04 tsunami, guys, whether you believe they orchestrated it or not, and I'll tell you, as you look into it and realize the technology that they have for weather modification, there's no question they orchestrated that whole thing. They did it by inciting an earthquake in the Pacific with their little high-tech toys. But even if you don't believe that, you cannot deny that in the wake of that storm, they exploited it, that storm, I mean the tsunami, that they exploited it to maximize their, the profiteering that went on with the contracts, most of which, of course, were unbidded as usual. And they wanted the death toll maximized, and they did that by not giving warning. So again, whether you believe they orchestrated it or not doesn't matter. They could have saved nearly every life that died in that tragedy simply by warning them. 4-hour leeway they had in some areas, and they didn't do that. And, you know, the lame excuse they gave, this is so repulsive, so absolutely disgusting. Oh, well, we didn't have a lot of the key numbers to make the contacts. It wasn't in our Rolodex. Oh, knock it off. Even if that were the case, you're going to tell me they couldn't have called embassies? You better believe in this high-tech world. And yes, they have high-tech communications over there, all over the Pacific. Heck, they got CNN International. They could have called them and put out an emergency broadcast. The word would have got out. You better believe it would have. 4-hour leeway. They only needed, you know, a half-hour leeway, and most of the lives could have been saved. 20-minute leeway, people would have gotten out of there. But, all they needed to do was escape, what was it, a few hundred or a few thousand yards or whatever. They could have done that in 10, 15, 20 minutes. Most of those lives would have been saved. No, they didn't do it. They sat back. They wanted the maximization of the death toll down there, not only as part of their global population control agenda, but, to destroy oceanfront property and those who owned it so that all that land would be freed up, just like what they did in the wake of Katrina, guys. Their crimes are beyond belief. It baffles the mind when you stop and think about it, what they're getting away with. It's astonishing. But what astonishes me more, I've said it before, I'll say it again, is the apathy in this country of the general population sitting back and doing nothing about it. You know, we had Wanda Piety on the other day, Monday. Had her on last week. She gave us an update on Monday about the protests there that she orchestrated in Washington and talking about how, you know, miserably disappointed she was. And I hope all of you listening are miserably disappointed, too, that almost nobody showed up nationwide. I mean, 50 here, 100 there, maybe 200, another spot. I think that was the maximum. Maybe 300, I think, was the maximum. That is just pathetic. That is absolutely disgusting. This is why they're able to get away with their Katrina fiascos, with their Asian tsunami fiascos, dumbing us down through the education system, through the media, raping and pillaging us, you know, having wide open borders while they're supposed to be fighting this so-called war on terror. I mean, you know, or things like 9/11. That's why they're able to get away with this stuff, because of people's apathy. They just sit back, keep taking it, apparently enjoying it, I guess, by not doing anything. It's sending a message to them. Keep it up. No problem. We don't mind. Up the ante. Do it more. We enjoy. What is this? Are we in a sadistic, sadomasochistic society? People love the torture, love the abuse. And I mean literal physical torture here, not just psychological. I mean, think about that. Your country is supposed to be the bastion of freedom and justice and democracy, whatever that means. And the arbiters of defending, the human rights. And here they are, the biggest violators of it on the planet right now, officially embracing torture. I mean, it can be argued, and rightly so, that we've been torturing people for a long time now. We did it in Nam and many other countries around the world, directly and indirectly. But now it's become official policy, and again, nobody, virtually nobody, is doing or saying anything about it. This is why they get away with it. Do you understand that? This is why. They do it because they can. And why is it that they can? Because almost nobody is doing or saying anything about it. If people were taking to the streets like they did back in the Vietnam War era, they would no way they would be able to do this. That's why they had to temper things back, to come out with the Church Committee. Senator Church there organized the committee to stop the abuses of the CIA and the FBI and COINTELPRO and several fiascos that were going on around the country, sabotaging war protest efforts. They took measures to stop it. The only reason why they started it up again and now set legal precedent so they can get away with it is because they feel that after the past few decades of heavy bombardment with lies and propaganda and medicating the public with Prozac and Ritalin and other psychotropic drugs, that they can, you know, they felt that they could get away with this. Well, you know, unfortunately, they've been right so far, haven't they? The past three decades of intensive propagandizing and medicating the public seems to have paid off. This country has been lulled into a coma, and, you know, we can only hope that that tide turns and that we can wake this people up, snap them out of this drunken stupor, this drug-induced stupor, snap them out of their apathy before it's too late. I hope that's the case, but I'll tell you, it doesn't look good. And if you use history as a guide, it looks really bad, because you can count on the fingers of one hand the times that the general public in nation after nation has woken up and stopped tyranny when they had plenty of notice that it was coming. I hope, folks, that doesn't repeat itself here in this country, but it doesn't look good. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani here. Just remind you guys, everything seems to be going okay right now anyway at the Browns up in New Hampshire, you know, the tax protesters. But nevertheless, you know how this works. You know, they'll back away, hoping people will forget about them, and then move in and pounce on them. So, you know, you got to keep reminding officials up there that that you're supportive of the Browns, that you're not going to ignore this, you're not going to forget about it, and that you're expecting that they're going to do their job to protect the well-being of those citizens that have never presented a problem before. They're well-loved and respected in their community. And that it's their job to protect them, regardless whether or not the thugs that want to murder them have badges. So you can do that by calling either the governor's office, Governor of New Hampshire, 603-271-2121, or the sheriff, local sheriff there, 603-863-4200, or the county commissioner's office, 603-863-2560. Let me give those numbers again. Governor is 603-271-2121, the sheriff, 603-863-4200, and the county commissioner's office, 603-863-2560. You know, harass them. Call them several times. You know, get your friends, your family. You know, guys, you got to do this. They're going to murder them. You know, you have this information at your disposal. You can make a difference. For you to sit back and do nothing, you know, doesn't that make you complicit in their murder? They're going to do it. If we don't continue to, you know, show support for the for this guy and his wife, Ed and Elaine Brown, they're going to assume, yeah, see, the public doesn't care. Oh, they might have cared for a day or two, but now they've gone back to their lives. Okay, now we can make our move. They have that guy's taste of their blood on their lips. And, again, we have a responsibility to do something, and this is definitely something we all can do. Just give a call. Let them know you're expecting them to do their job to protect these people and, you know, put them on notice. Put them under the microscope for change, like putting us under the microscope, the scoundrels. Speaking of tax protesters, I love this one. Yesterday, this came out. University of Oregon study. Check this out. New study shows that paying taxes brings pleasure. Yes, I kid you not. This is a study. Google that one. You get a few good laughs out of that one. Can you believe the extent to which these sleazeballs will go to create illusions that favor their corrupt, exploitative interests? I mean, this is extortion, guys. The tax system in this country is a fraud. And even if you don't believe it's a fraud, you've got to know that it is an enormous, gruesome burden to bear. One third, at least, of your hard-earned money goes to the federal government. You want to combine your, you know, total tax burden, of course, it's over 50%. Your state and local tax burden, everything all combined. Your purchase taxes, you know, your excise, whatever, everything combined is over 50%. You work, as a matter of fact, here we are just a little past mid-June. From here on out, you work for the for yourself. But up until this point, you've worked for the federal government or the local or state government. Isn't that nice to know? Yeah. Well, according to Oregon study or University of Oregon, you shouldn't be worried about it. It should bring you pleasure. I hope you take pleasure in the fact that they rape and pillage your paycheck every week. Be right back, folks.